Below him, in the crater, the size of a football field, were bodies. Thousands of them. Elderly and children, strewn about haphazardly. Everyone approached the edge of the large pit. Gera began to say a prayer as tears escaped her eyes. Rom began a low growl that quickly rose, drowning out Gera's loud sobs. Blake could not take his eyes away from the looks of horror on the faces of the dead. The pit was full, end to end, with bodies. From the smell and the decomposition, it looked as if whatever had happened had taken place weeks ago. Shira came and stood next to her captain as he knelt there unable to stand, tears freely flowing down his cheeks. Laying a gentle hand on his shoulder, she squeezed. "There's nothing we can do here, Captain. Whatever occurred here, it's long over."